Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald. Come on, get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost. Talking about the Holy Ghost fire. Come on.
Magnificent living God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be refreshed and renewed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and His precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Right here on Fire, the Gospel Experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He is our only hope and light for a lost, dark, and dying world. Praise the Lord to all you beautiful souls out here. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual inspiration as Holy Spirit God leads me with every word that I speak. Yes. As well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and that has ever been played. Fire, the Gospel Experience, will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer, yes, Lord, in Jesus the Christ. But you got to be in Jesus Christ. Can't be on the outside whining and crying, talking about the devil whooping on me. Yeah, he going to whoop on you, and he going to beat you down until you get some help, and our help comes from the Lord. You need to know that God is not a respectful person. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with Him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for our spiritual uplift and consideration from the book of John, 8th chapter, 28th verse, where we read our Lord Jesus is once again, Lord have mercy, under the verbal assault of the Jewish religious leaders. Here they go again, always demanding evidence and an open confession as to who he is, even with all his great wisdom and awesome miracles that he has already displayed. Our Lord Jesus stood in the face of their indignation, hostility, and their confrontations, declaring that he is the very one who pleases God. And beloved, Jesus is our past and present example to please God also. But my question is, do we fully understand how to please God? That's what we're going to discuss today on this Fire Gospel Experience. Pleasing God. Amen. And then we will have some sanctified encouragement in word of inspirations later on in the broadcast from author, gospel artist, and minister, woman of God, Shamika Banks is coming back to light our fire once again. Amen. So listen, we just want you to get in touch with a family member, a friend, coworker, neighbor, anybody that you feel being pressed upon your spirit right now to say, hey, Brother Ron is back on the internet and he's doing this thing for God. He is lifting up Almighty God, ha, 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 and higher. And he is here to encourage us in the most holy faith. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for overseeing our lives, this ministry, this broadcast, and to all of the listeners listening to this broadcast, as well as my kingdom collaborators, because we are working together to clarify all the lies, all the false propaganda against you, Almighty God. You are the only one, the Redeemer, the one who has created us so that we could have fellowship with you, Most High God. We thank you. We give you praise, and we step aside, Holy Spirit God, as you do what only you can do, and that light this fuse, as well as the internet radio, to honor you and set these internet airwaves as well as the radio on sanctified Holy Ghost fire. Have your way, dear God. Have your way.
Oh, praising God. tell me where,
tell me where, where,
tell me where,
tell me where.
Are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away, playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Falling down my face, didn't know where to go. People turned their back on me and threw my heart right out the door. Lord, please come and lift me up, 'cause I don't know what to do. When I thought life was over, I was feeling down and blue. Hear me, Lord, please hear me. Lord, come and touch my heart. When I'm scared and I need someone to hold me when I'm in the dark.
By a friend, I thought you'd be true to the end. You were filled with pain, despair, jealousy, misery, all those things that you promised me. You said you'd always be there and that you'd always care. Then you dare to stab me in the back after all we've been through. See what you do? I had God, my man, family. Shouldn't have let you get so close to me. You told all my secrets and turned away when I needed you most. I learned to trust in God because he's not so bold to boast. I found out that with God, he doesn't judge or mistreat you. He will never mislead you. I don't hate you. I love you. But now all our kinship is through. One thing you never do is turn on family no matter what you do. My peace I offer you.
Hear me, Lord, please hear me. Lord, come and heal my heart.
Please hear our humble cry. Sounds of woman of God. awesome woman of God. You talk about singing soul. She does it all. Gospel. She does opera. Man, she could do your wedding. She could do your funeral. She could just bring life to whatever it is she's doing. Talking about woman of God, Latrice Lawrence, one of my favorite gospel artists and women of God. She carries not only beautiful vocals, beautiful melodic anointed gifts, but she carries biblical knowledge as well. She is a woman of God walking in the love and the knowledge and pleasure of God. That's what we're going to be talking about today, pleasing God. And we started this fire gospel experience off with new music from my homeboy from Detroit. Yes, yes, yes. The D, Motor City, Darius Twyman. Tell me where. Tell me where, God, you want me to go so that I will know how you want to be pleased, because that's what it's all about. You best believe it's all about pleasing God. It's not about you. It's not about me. We are just blessed to actually be in the company of God. Amen. So listen, I have a young lady that has a tremendous story of challenges, but more importantly, a tremendous story of overcoming those challenges that probably would have taken the best of us out, or certainly taken the best out of us. Amen. She is a woman that has proven her faith in God, in Christ, and we are just happy and excited to have with us here today on this fire gospel experience, woman of God, my dear friend and my sister in Christ, Lisa Woods, is here to share her testimony, her story, her courage, and her faith on fire the gospel experience. Yes, right? Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Woman of God, Lisa Woods, thank you for joining us on Fire the Gospel Experience.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Amen. We are excited. We had to work this thing out, but you know, everything happens in God's own appointed time. And we have you here today, so I'm just excited because you have such a tremendous testimony. I believe your story would make a book, a movie, or make a Lifetime Channel story with no problem about what you've been through, woman of God.
Yes, and amen. Yes, and amen. Well, amen. I'm grateful. Amen. First of all, let me just thank you so much, Brother Ron, for inviting me to be on this phenomenal show. You know, you allow people to give their testimonies and to just give glory to God. And so I'm just honored to be amongst those that you have given an incredible opportunity to.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. It is through our words and through our testimony that we honor and glorify God, as well as gain the victory, woman of God. And I know you know this. So please, why don't you just bless us with wherever you would like to share your story. If you'd like to share with your origins of your Christian faith, and then we're going to just walk through your life so that God can get the glory of how you have been such a wonderful, victorious overcomer.
Wonderful. Okay, well, my name is Lisa Woods. I am truly a lover of the Lord. From a very young age, I was raised by my grandparents starting from around age 5. And, you know, my grandmother and grandfather taught me so much. You know, they made sure that we attended service and that we knew God and that we followed the teachings of what he had for us in our lives as we grew up. And so, but along the way, you know, things, you know, I believe truly that my grandfather and grandmother knew that I was going to need Jesus in my life, truly, because of so many things that I'm going through. My grandfather died when I was 8 and a half. He showed me love. He would talk to me constantly. And one thing my grandfather always said to me, and I didn't understand because I was just a little kid, but my grandfather was my best friend. And so he said to me one day, he said, "Gal, if anybody ever tell you you're not nobody, you tell them you're somebody because you're a child of God."
That's right.
And that followed me all the days of my duration up until now. With decisions that I make, I was left by my mom at age of 5 with my grandparents. And my mother left and she took other siblings with her. And we continued to live her life and my grandparents continued to raise me. up until 8 and a half. Now, you know, I don't want to walk you through all of that from here to there or from there to here, but let me just supply to say that the challenges that I have overcome in my life is attributed towards my beginning of being introduced to the Lord. Had not been for my relationship with God, I could not be here speaking to any of you at this moment.
Lord Jesus.
And so I remember when I was 11, I was my grandmother was getting older and she was getting ill. And she called my mom to tell her she needed to come and get me to raise me with the rest of my siblings. And they needed to get to know their sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it took about maybe a few months before my mother came, would come to get me. That was the beginning of a lot of negatives in my life. I was literally engaged to be married when I was 11 years old.
Wow.
My mother, she didn't want me just that much to a 19-year-old.
Wow.
How this is possible? But it was possible. It had happened. But it didn't happen because, you know, a requirement and then still being a kid at 11. I mean, I'm just a child.
So,
I had the strength to make it through that portion. These are things that I really don't ever talk about. But I feel like now it's time for me to tell my true story. And then coming around again, I spent a lot of lonely time. I started writing stories that I was intending it to turn into a book. But I started thinking about my mother. My grandfather always taught me to love my parents, no matter what. No matter if or it didn't say, he said the Bible never says, but because the if, it says honor thy mother and thy father. So that's what I've always done.
Right.
And so I didn't want to hurt my mother in any way, shape, form, or fashion. So I stopped writing the book and I broke it down into poetry to sort of take away from what my story was really all about. And so these challenges that children go through today, I'm an advocate for children, especially children in other countries who are forced into marriage at ages of 9 and 10, especially in the country of Uganda. I have an initiative that will allow children in the villages to receive backpack-filled hygiene products because literally girls are being forced into prostitution at the age of 9 and 10 just to be able to get sanitary pads. And things of that nature.
That's amazing right there.
And so this is why my passion is for the children, is for our girls and our boys, because we have equally as many boys that are in circumstances and situations. So, you know, I just want to say, you know, Brother Ron, it's tough for me to tell that story, but it will help people to understand where I am and how I am. Where I am today, you know, to fast forward through all of that, I was engaged to be married again 15. It's just any way at all to get me out, you know, but God had a plan for my life. And let me just say this.
Okay.
Sometimes we have to pass through the valley. If I just had not gone through that in my life, then I wouldn't have the passion I have for young people all across the nation who are suffering through this and who are deliberately being put into circumstances, like the female genital mutilation of children and females to prevent them from having children in other countries.
Yeah.
It's just a lot going on. And so this is what my life's passion is about. God pushing me in directions and to realize my passion and to make a difference in the lives of not only kids in other countries, but also kids right here, as our next door neighbors. We must take care of our generation of children. Children are very important. Child abuse all across the nation. Certainly with the pandemic happening, we found out about just how many children were being abused at home. It's just a lot going on. Also, I am a 2-year survivor with triple negative breast cancer.
Wonderful.
Research that cancer. A triple negative breast cancer is is a cancer that predominantly affects black women.
Amen.
And the doctors say if a black woman is going to get cancer, she's more than likely going to get triple negative, and she's more than likely going to die from it. Well, I refuse that. I said, that's not my story. But integration is also in Africa. Right. Integration is in Africa. And so it affects our young women at a much younger age. It also affects other nationalities as well, but more black women than all. And so, I'm also an advocate for that, for women to please, young girls, please start doing step exams. Don't wait until the normal age of, say 40 or so to get a mammogram or things of that nature, because our women are dying and because they're not being diagnosed with something so severe as the triple negative breast cancer. And so funny, Brother Ron, that the treatment that they give you, they're so targeted treatment. So they give you the harshest chemo that's out there, and they call it the red devil.
Mm.
And I started calling it the blood of Jesus. I said, no, there's no red devil going into my body. I said, I'm going to tell you this, it's the blood of Jesus.
I know, that's right.
My life. And that was another challenge in and of itself. And I was told I was going to have a double mastectomy. But I told God, wow, what you gave me is what I want to keep. And so,
Amen.
All praises to God. They said I was a miracle. They said they could not believe it. That I would have to have just a mastectomy, and I denied radiation because they said it was nothing in my body. And 2 years later, I am just feeling fabulous and fantastic. But it's just God. It's God. Every aspect, every element in my life. If I could say one thing to everyone, please, 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 trust in God. Trust in God. Trust that He can bring you through.
Absolutely.
What we put out into the atmosphere is what we get back. If you say you're tired all the time, if you say you're sick all the time, if you claim all of these negatives, that's just exactly what you're going to be. But if you claim healing at all times, no matter what it looks like, I've learned this. This is not something that I was born with. This is something that I've had to learn through all the challenges. Am I going to just die away with every challenge that come along? Am I going to live through them? And I'm not
going
to be able to
get
my testimony to help somebody else.
Amen. Amen. That's so true. That is so true. I want to back up a little bit in your conversation, Sister Lisa. I, too, have had the displeasure of having a dysfunctional home, feeling unloved in my own home. I thank God for the restoration and the reconciliation that did happen. But some relationships never healed as I hope they would. I have family members that have gone on to the graves and to what I believe is to be with the Lord, and those issues were not resolved. What I would like for you to do is to share with the listeners about how we need to bury the past and not let it linger on in our present and be a dark cloud of discouragement and depression now, because the past is the past. And we can't go back and change it. I'm sure if we could, we would. But what we have to do, Sister Lisa, is learn how to benefit from a past, even though it's painful, like I heard you say. So can you just share a bit about how we can find solutions? How can we find that silver lining in a dark cloud? It's difficult. It's strenuous. It's tenuous at best, but how were you able to maintain that mustard seed of faith in the darkest times of your life?
Let me give everyone a shortcut. It took me a while to figure it out. When you're in the darkness, as anybody knows, and it's that's traveling that way, you can't see the good ahead. Because we concentrate so much on the darkness that surrounds us. So we forget that above every storm, the sun is still shining. If it's daytime and it's out there, tornadoes are coming through, the sun is still shining above all of that. If you've ever been up in a plane and you know that the pilots are saying, be sure to stay in your seatbelts, there's going to be terrible ahead of storms going through. And you know that sometimes you can see the lightning strikes in the clouds below you,
Yeah,
but you're
yeah.
in free space. You know, you're in free space. I love being in a plane. I love looking out over God's creation and the clouds. Many things that I see. You know, and let me just tell you, when we allow the challenges of life and the turbulence in life, you know, suffering is going to come. You know, it's biblically spoken. Turbulence and challenges and are going to come. Because how then do we become, do we gain our strength? You know, we have to make a decision in our lives. And we have to be responsible for our young people. But as adults and young adults, we have to start making decisions in our lives of who are we? You know, a lot of times the things that we go through is not based on us, it's based on other people.
Right.
We allow
right.
other people to define who we are in bad relationships. If you're in a you know, marriage or just a relationship with somebody, you know, we our day depends on how that other person is going to feel. You know, if we have turbulence with our siblings, you know, and things are coming up, we already have dread in our minds. You know, we already bringing on the negatives of having to deal with the challenges in life. Even going to work and dealing with coworkers, you know, we have a terrible supervisor or just somebody who annoys us at work. You know, we gear ourselves up because, and when we do that, then guess what we're doing? We are enabling that thing to happen. You know, we have to start focusing more on who we are as a people and how we handle the problem, and not how we we're going to accept the problem. You know. Those people, you know, I always tell my children, when my children were growing up, I have seven children, by the way, seven adult children now. They're all in their 80s. They're all in their 30s. I have 15 grandchildren.
Okay.
And
amen.
So
that's amazing.
Exactly. And I tell them all the time, I said, listen, your best friend in this life, in a blood life, should be God. That should be your holiness, your everything that you go through, the things that get you through, because the very people that love you on this earth will be the very first people that let you down. It's not going to be a stranger out there. It's going to be someone. See, the devil does not use non-significant things to hurt us. He uses very significant things. He uses that one thing that he knows is going to really get to you, because he wants to get the full effect. And so, you know, we don't want our, you know, that's why we go into such deep spaces when someone we love does something. We just say, we can't believe it. How could they do this? You know, they don't act in themselves. We all allow the negative things to happen we can allow bad things to happen ourselves. We can have premeditated things that happen. You know, you can plan to go do something bad. You know, it's nothing by happenstance. It's not a mistake. You know, people are premeditated. They plan things that can happen. And oftentimes, there are people, like I said, that we really care about. But more than that, Brother Ron, let me just say, how I handle it and how we should handle it is that we have to gain value within ourselves. We have to see our own value. And once we see our values, then we stop allowing people to treat us a certain way. If you don't know your worth, then you're just going to be worthless in somebody else's hands. But if you know your worth and you know that God put you here and he had a plan for you, you know, the devil don't want you to realize that. He's going to bring distractions, and he's going to bring them in ways that he knows is going to, like I said, be most effective. But we have to start recognizing that. And when we begin to understand that, we can laugh in the face of that and say, you know what? Oh, I know what you're trying to do. But, you know, you got me last time, but you're not going to get me this time. We have to know our worth and know our value. We have to know that we are worthy and that we don't deserve certain things in life, and we have to stop accepting those things. You know, and oftentimes that means letting people go. Sometimes that means saying no. You know, it means doing the hard stuff. But you know what? Once you start doing the things that's right for you, it becomes easier.
Amen. Amen. That is so true. Those are powerful words from my special guest, woman of God, Lisa Woods. She's telling you from her own life experience. She's not talking about something that she heard somebody else talking about at the supermarket or at the beauty shop. She's talking about her life experiences. And we're going to continue the conversation with this awesome woman of God. We're going to talk about some solutions. We're going to talk about how she found ways to please God, because that's what we're talking about on this Fire Gospel Experience from John 8 and 28, pleasing God. Right now, we're going to worship God. Here's man of God, Norris Williams, taking us to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Get your praise on. Get your worship on this Fire Gospel Experience. That's what we do, and we do it so well. Praise the Lord.
We come into this place to magnify you. We come to lift you up. We come to worship you.
I long to worship you. To worship you. To worship you. I long to worship you. To worship you. To worship you. Would anybody help me sing?
I long to worship you.
I found
to worship you.
When you come into that place of praise,
to worship you.
And God leads you into that place of worship,
I long to worship.
It's a place where you find peace that passes all understanding. Will you help me bring in the presence of the Lord right now?
Oh, come Holy Spirit, come and touch my heart. Feel the atmosphere, I want to be where you are.
I long to worship you.
Oh, I long to worship you, yeah. Nothing.
your presence, it's real. It's something I can feel. I wanna be in your presence, sweet be on my knees.
Hello everyone, I am Warren L. Booker Jr., CEO and founder of Y. Warren Entertainment Incorporated. I am also an actor, playwright, filmmaker, and host of the Potluck webcast, where you can engage in soul-stirring, relevant conversation. Please tune into the Potluck every Thursday at 7:14 p.m. via Facebook Live. You can also follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Warren L. Booker Jr. or call 662-775-0717. And you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience.
Yes, Lord, we have the fire because God has given us the beautiful privilege to live inside of us. And Holy Spirit, God, just burns in such a beautiful way. He continues to enlighten us, brighten our day, even in the toughest of our possible times. God is there for us. He is there as our Redeemer, resident, living inside of us. So, woman of God, we are having a conversation with you, and you spoke about situations where your family life, relationship with your mother was not what it should have been, could have been, what you wanted it to be, and I can relate to family dysfunction as well. Is there a word that you have? We all know how important motherhood is, but just from your own words of testimony, is there something specifically that you would like to say in regards to motherhood, the importance of it, or how devastating it can be when a woman grows up that did not have that love or a mother, or did not have that association, did not have that mentoring, that embracing, and that mentoring from a mother? Can you share with us about what can mothers do to maybe redefine themselves so that they will be what God calls them to be?
Amen. I can do that. Very, very, that subject is a very, very tough one for me and was for so many years. Let me just say, I go to Proverbs 22:6 and it says, train up a child in the way to go. Even when he is old, he would not depart from it. And many, many mothers have to begin to understand the importance of that scripture. What a child sees and what they, you know, what they the surroundings that they grow up in patterns them, and it brings them up into a way in which they become attuned to. Now, when I went through what I went through as a kid, all I thought that I was, you know, I just wanted to be married, have children, and just have love in my life. And, you know, it's not easy as that. It's not as easy as that because first of all, you have to get rid of the dysfunction that is in you from all the years that, you know, that you've been brought up. And so, I mean, I got it wrong over and over and over again. I have 7 children who went through so much because of me. You don't know that you're doing it wrong all the time. You just, but you see the product of that. And the product of that doesn't look pretty. When my children began to be, you know, kind of separating from each other and, you know, just kind of anger, you know, have different personalities. And me, who never had the training pretty much myself, you know, I didn't know what to do, how to do it, and all I could do was watch it happen. And so I just thank and praise God that, you know, I'm learning, and I had to go to scripture. I had to go to scripture to get the training that I needed for me to be a mother that could deserve to have a word with her children. I know that sounds strong, but when your children have seen so much, and a lot of the times, you know, you can't do, people say, well, you know, do as I say and don't do as I do.
right.
That's not going to get it. You know, children need somebody they can look to. Even in their older years, they still look to mom. They still look to dad. They look to positivity to pull from when they're going through. And if they can't get that you know, if they haven't gotten that, then it doesn't, you know, then you're responsible part, you know, in a big way for what you're producing. And so as mothers, no matter who you are today, and no matter, you know, if you're estranged from your child, let me tell you, reach out to your children. Reach out to them, show them love, ask them for forgiveness. Even if you don't feel like, you know, none of us are before the sin. So to say that you don't have anything to ask for forgiveness for, then you don't, you have not looked into yourself. Because there's many things every day that we ought to ask for forgiveness for. You know, we don't live a perfect day, no day. And so as parents, we can't allow time to go on and wait for our children to come to us. We have to put forth our efforts, and we have to allow them to know and enable them to know that we do love them. And if you don't have love for your children, there are truly people out there that don't really care, you know, but listen.
That's true.
One day you have a maker to meet. We all have to meet the same maker. And guess what? When you show up before him, you know, what would happen if he said, you know what, I really could care less about you.
Oh.
You know, you're insignificant to me. What do I care? You know. Woo. And so if we don't want our Heavenly Father to speak to us in such a manner, then it's the life that we live here that's going to determine that. So please reach out to your baby. Let them know that you love them.
Amen.
Even if they don't respond, do what you do. You know, and write the wrongs that you write as a mother. You know, as a mother. We went through, let me tell you something. It would take me like 15 shows for me to tell you all the things that I went through. I had a daughter who went a certain way because they're awful kids. But, you know, they would have gone in certain places had not I been the mother that I should have been. And, you know, it should have recognized what was happening before it was almost too late. And so now I spend my every day telling my children, I love them, you know, trying to pray. I pray for my kids. I pray for my grandchildren because my grandchildren, you know, we're the sage now. So my grandchildren look to me for guidance. They look to me also to see what I'm doing and to see how they can pattern themselves after the grandparents. So, you know, you got to show love. You got to feel love. You got to be love. And first of all, if you don't feel love today as a mother, then go to scripture and see how much you are loved by your Father, your Heavenly Father. And then display the same love to your children here on this earth. Because they're hurting. If kids or your children are in a bad way, it's not because they want to be. It's because they suffer and they're going through something. And it just may be your voice and you're reaching out to them that's going to change that way and help them to come around. And you just can't do the, you know, and be there to support them and listen to them. It's most important.
Yeah.
Listen to them. Yeah. Give them a voice. Even when they're telling you stuff you don't want to hear, listen. If I stopped one of my kids from saying stuff I didn't want to hear, I would never talk to them. You know, they have to be allowed to vent and to tell you what they felt and what they went through and what you caused sometimes in their lives. That's the hard part. So be the bigger person. It is hard. It's hard to have those. It's really tough to have those conversations further on. Tough.
I know it. It is. And I'm going to tell you something. I appreciate your transparency. I appreciate your honesty because that's what it's going to take for us to finally break through just lackadaisical conversations that really have no substantial meaning to them. We got to get to the heart of issues. We got to get to the root. And as difficult as it may be, sometimes we have to take a long look at ourselves and ask, what part did we play? Like I've heard you say a few times, you know. It makes room for us to be able to heal. And speaking of healing, share with us your perspectives on forgiveness, because a lot of times we've been hurt by people and we want them to suffer just like we suffer. We want the people that have caused us pain to go through some pain so that we can say, see how you like that. But you know what? It is no healing in revenge. There's no healing in retribution. The healing comes in when we allow to let that pain go, and the way to do that is through forgiveness. How would you apply the principles of forgiveness into you being the healthy, beautiful woman of God that you are today? How did forgiveness play an important part in you being able to be delivered?
You know, forgiveness plays a key role in that. if you don't forgive, if you don't have forgiveness, if you have unforgiveness in your heart, you are sinning against yourself.
Come on.
It is not
come
the
on.
Other person
oh.
that suffers. It's you that suffers for it. Because they have no idea what you're going through, what you're thinking.
No.
You know, if someone does something against you, then you need to forgive them for that. Because guess what? We all sin.
Yes.
You know, I always say, you know, Colossians 3:13, I believe says, bear with each other, forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, you know, forgive it like the Lord forgave you. You know, if the Lord
that's
never
right.
forgives us, what would we be? You know, and so forgiveness is key. And that's the only way we're going to have the breakthrough we need to open up the heart.
Amen.
And to open up the mind to receive. You know, as long as that's, you know, you're stunting your growth with God, you're stunting your blessings from God. Because you know what? Where there is unforgiveness, there's really no hope. You know, and so you're allowing yourself to stay in a space and you think that you're just, you know, writing people off. Listen. If someone wronged you, there is nowhere that says that you have to be friends with someone and have to break bread with them every single day. But certainly, unforgiveness can turn into hate, and it's a form of hate. You have to let it go in order for you to grow. It's not about the other person, as I said. It's about you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, let it go, and so you can be free to receive from God. You know, when I forgave myself, you know, and self-forgiveness is the main thing. I was so sad in my life, and I was blaming myself for so much all the time. When things went wrong, it was always about me blaming myself. I mean, it has to be me.
Yeah.
And I had so much unforgiveness for myself. And when I began to release that unforgiveness out of myself and begin to forgive myself for things that sometimes I had no control over, but asked God for forgiveness for things that I did have control over, that I did, and I also allowed to happen, then I became free. And so now, I believe,
hallelujah,
not for one single iota, that if I had breast cancer, that I could even be healed from that with that unforgiveness in my heart. You know, and that's just my story. I'm not speaking on anybody else's story. There's many things that have happened to me. You know, I was attacked by a pit bull, almost died from it. You know what I'm saying? But you know what?
Oh, my God.
But God, you know, I could, like you said, I could write a book. But, you know, we have to have a mindset. When somebody has a gun to your head, you know, many people think about, oh, I don't want to die. You know, what would you think about? Would you think about, Lord, you know, if it's my time, if this is a time that you have chosen for me, I'm ready to be with you. Who would think that?
You know, but
you have to clear yourself. So unforgiveness, you know, forgiving yourself first, and then asking God for forgiveness, but asking people, making amends in your life, planning your life out.
You're not going to always be here.
And what are your last moments going to be like? Is it going to be like trying to reach out to everybody and hoping somebody shows up? No, we don't want to do that. Let us be a forgiving spirit.
Amen. I'm glad you said that, woman of God, because my mind was just directed toward being able to forgive people that may be out of touch, that may no longer be here with us, that we can't get in reach with, or even if we could reach them, they have built up a wall of resistance and chosen not to be a part of our life. But I'm so glad that you talked about forgiving ourselves, because generally, we're the last person on the list when it comes to forgiveness. And then we harbor these pains and we don't realize what it's from. It's because we're still carrying guilt. We're still carrying resentments about maybe some things that we wish were different. And forgiveness heals us as well, because it removes the barriers for Holy Spirit to God to come in and touch us and let us know that he still loves us, in spite of everything that we've been through. Woman of God, you have blessed us so. And you talked about 15 shows or so. That's okay. I have no problem with having you come back so that you can share all 15 of those shows and let us know about the things that you have gone through for our edification, for our encouragement, because you truly have blessed us, and we are so grateful for you being the woman of God that you are. You are a bright and shining light, and we appreciate everything that you do and everything that you are. So is there a number? I don't know if you do inspirational open speaking. I'm just reaching out to you right now to know if you had an invitation maybe to come and share with a group, a church, an event. If someone was to hear this broadcast and they said, you know, we heard Woman of God Lisa Wood sharing her testimony, we'd like for her to come and share with us her testimony as well. Would you be open to invitations like that? If so, would you like to share your contact information?
I absolutely would. Of course, I absolutely am open to that. I have given my testimony. I have spoken to in women's groups and things of that nature. So, yes, of course, my name is Lisa Wood. My phone number is 832-702-4367. And my email address is imlisaw831@gmail.com. And I do have the I Am Lisa W Foundation. My website is being created at the moment. I will put that information out as soon as it is up.
Amen. And also, too, Woman of God, we are just so happy to celebrate with you a recent birthday, Woman of God. May God bless you in your birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
May he bless you with many, many more. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. We just pray God's blessing will continue to be on your life, that you will continue to do great and mighty things. I will be looking for that book that I know that's inside you right now. And I want to definitely help promote your book. As soon as you get settled in your spirit and have time to sit down and write it, let that be the beginning of a new calling, and then let's watch and see how God moves in your life. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Ron. Thank you.
Amen. It's been a pleasure. We pray God, Holy Spirit, will continue to watch over you, keep you, guide you, lead you into new territories and go beyond what you thought, what you prayed for, or even what you imagined, Sister Lisa Wood, because God has a destiny for you. We appreciate you. Whenever you are ready to come back to this Fire Gospel Experience, you just get in touch with me, and I promise you, I will make a way for you to come right back to be with us. Thank you so much, Woman of
Thank
God.
You
we
so
appreciate
much.
You.
Thank you.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Woman of God, Lisa Wood was right here. Didn't she bless us? Amen. Yes, she did. Birthday girl, I'm talking about 7 children, and she said 15 grandchildren. Now, if you go on Facebook and you see this awesome, beautiful woman of God, you will swear that she's about 35, maybe 40 years old. I believe she just cracked 60 years old. Amen. That's the beauty of God. She is a classic example when you hear people say, I don't look like what I've been through. She don't look nothing like what she's been through. So we just thank God for sending Lisa Woods our way to spend some time with us. We are so grateful for all of God's people who have overcome trials, tribulations, trouble, and have stood tall on the principles and the mighty, awesome word of God to be more than conquerors. Amen. Here's Woman of God, Lenora Hightower, giving us new music, singing about how this great God, when we please him, he's great, and when we don't please him, he's still great, and he blesses us even more. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Forevermore, he is marvelous and great. He is a How do you keep your own life relevant when everything is changing so very, very fast? And I've come to this conclusion. Relevance is a choice.
How do I stand tall and reach the nation? Stay on my grind, giving my all and keep it blazing. Staying relevant in a world that's changing. I keep getting better, y'all, it's amazing. I ain't looking back, moving forward, trailblazing. I ain't worrying no more, I'm just getting paper. Riding this wave, God keeps myself popping. Do it for God, best believe he's thoughtful. How do I stand tall and reach the nation? Stay on my grind, giving my all and keep it blazing. Stay irrelevant in a world that's changing. I keep getting better, y'all, it's amazing.
Who is the Joneses, huh? Why should I be keeping up? Why would I be wanting to follow a life of lies and get hemmed up? I know the truth that's real, no lies has been revealed. Unashamed of the word that's life, we stand on the truth and there's no appeal. Sometimes I gotta stretch, and you know I gotta change my ways. Gotta sink my life in tune, don't wanna be lost, it's just a phase. I make it relevant, I make it pertinent. Don't disconnect when it gets hard, step up and represent. Don't get stuck in your ways, open your mind and listen. Clean that pride out your heart, break out that mental prison. You can't be blaming nobody and bending like a joint. You the sum total of every decision you made up
to
this point.
How do I stand tall and reach the nation? Stay on my grind, giving my all and keep it blazing. Staying relevant in a world that's changing. I keep getting better, y'all, it's amazing. I ain't looking back, moving forward, trailblazing. I ain't worrying no more, I'm just getting paper. Riding this wave, God keeps myself popping. Do it for God, best believe he's thoughtful. How do I stand tall and reach the nation? Stay on my grind, giving my all and keep it blazing. Stay irrelevant in a world that's changing. I keep getting better, y'all, it's amazing.
This is the way life goes, right when you think it's over. God steps in, he explodes because I am his daughter. So now I got a big message with a little flow. Been to the church my whole life, but it didn't show. Trying to keep up with the world, how they rock their head and clothes. But God said no, you are special. A diamond in the rough, a fish out of water. That's when he came to save me because I am his daughter. He said go do your music, I know that it's your heart. Tell the world how I cleaned you up, every time it tore you apart. Try to stay relevant, when I'm heaven sent. They say that it's a choice, I say that
how
it was meant.
How do I stand tall and reach the nation? Stay on my grind, giving my all and keep it blazing. Staying relevant in a world that's changing. I keep getting better, y'all, it's amazing. I ain't looking back, moving forward, trailblazing. I ain't worrying no more, I'm just getting paper. Riding this wave, God keeps my stuff popping. Do it for God, best believe he's thoughtful. How do I stand tall and reach the nation? Stay on my grind, giving my all and keep it blazing. Staying relevant in a world that's changing. I keep getting better, y'all, it's amazing.
I push the limits, I'm pressing, I got this word in me. It never changed from the past, it's just like yesterday. Bodybuilding in my mind, they call me Schwarzenegger. I've been in tune with the spirit of God who never changes. We relevant, we capping knowledge like a shift key. We running the race, we pressing forward swiftly. My witness for this thing is simply that it's transparent. Don't keep it all in your mind, homie, just ask her. It's not the same as the past, the world is changing, man. What you've seen is not the same, we need to take a stand. Signs and wonders all around, you see it's evident. Don't get stuck in your mind, from the past get relevant.
How do I stand tall and reach the nation? Stay on my grind, giving my all and keep it blazing. Staying relevant in a world that's changing. I keep getting better, y'all, it's amazing. I ain't looking back, moving forward, trailblazing. I ain't worrying no more, I'm just getting paper. Riding this wave, God keeps myself popping. Do it for God, best believe he's thoughtful. How do I stand tall and reach the nation? Stay on my grind, giving my all and keep it blazing. Staying relevant in a world that's changing. I keep getting better, y'all, it's amazing.
living.
Hello, I'm Tantra Rogers, and I am a God-loving and God-fearing realtor. As your real estate professional, I can assist you whether you are buying or selling your first, second, an investment, or retirement home. Interest rates are at a historical all-time low, and now is the time to take advantage of it. Let's take you from renting to owning that new home. If you are not approved immediately because of credit issues, I have systems in place along with lenders that will give you a plan to get your credit upgraded. If you are ready to start the process, then please contact me at 501-908-9015 or on Facebook, it's Tantra Bonet, or by email, and it is tantra.rogers@crye-leike.com. And you are listening to The Fire, Gospel Experience, where the fire is moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical, inspirational, and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in and to The Fire, the Gospel Experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about fire on this radio station. It's all about kingdom building.
Right, woman of God, Tantra Renee Rogers. That's so true. That's so true. That young lady, she helped me get this beautiful three-bedroom brick home with a swimming pool. Did I mention that part? And then I need to let y'all know we're working on a new project right now because I have partnered with Sun Pro Solar Systems with man of God, Demetrius Williams. He's going to be on a future show to tell us about all the wonderful investment advantages of being an electric, I'm talking about solar power electric investor, where you turn your home into your investment. That's what I've done. So you can contact woman of God, Tantra Rogers. She's Tantra Vinay on Facebook. If you are interested in solar power, I promise you, you're going to believe it. Do you know that solar power homes allow us to eliminate electric bills so that we are investing into the solar panel system in our homes? And then guess what? The electric company will pay you for excess electricity that is stored in your solar panels. Now, this is the only time that we may have the opportunity to partner with the electric company in this very unique way. I'm not missing out on this deal. I'm not missing out on this opportunity. I'm going to turn my home into an electric company investment and get paid for it. You best believe it. So if you're interested in that, we'll have more details to come. But if you go on my Facebook page, there's some information there, Ron E. Jefferson, about how I'm partnering with Sun Pro, talking about solar powered generated electricity right there in our own homes. Amen. Goes right there. Sometimes we just got to just have the wisdom to know when to put our hands on the investment opportunities that come our way, because we don't know how long this opportunity may last. So if you're interested, give me a call, 870-413-0220. And yes, Sun Pro is in designated states. I know they're in Arkansas. I believe they're in Texas. They may also be in Tennessee. So if you're in those states, why don't you just give me a call and then we'll find out for sure. Because you want to be blessed with this opportunity to be an electric facilitator through solar power system right there in your very own home. Right now, we are going to get some energy, power from the Word of God from John 8:28 as we discuss pleasing God. Amen. The Word of God tells us, and it reads thus, it says that our Lord Jesus said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. As we witness our Lord Jesus once again having confrontation with the Jewish religious leaders, he declares some very profound truth. Truth that does not bode well for their eternal lives. Verse 21 reads, then he said again to them, I'm going away, and you will look for me, and you will die unforgiven and condemned in your sins. Where I am going, you cannot go. So the Jews were asking among themselves, will he kill himself? Is that why he says, where I am going, you cannot come? He said to them, you are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. That is why I told you that you will die unforgiven and condemned in your sins. But if you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be, you will die in your sins. So reads the Amplified Version of the Holy Scriptures. Many people in our modern day times also will question God's identity and providential rule, shaking their puny fists in the air in defiance, and at times with profane blasphemies, as if to imply that God was the loving God that the Bible and we believers claim that he was, wouldn't allow the awful tragedies in our world to happen. These are the hard-hearted souls that we are assigned to overlook their abstinence and bear witness to Jesus being the way to redemption and salvation. This is the frontline assignment of our Lord Jesus that pleases God, and our modern-day assignment as well, as we please God also. Verse 25 says, so they said to him, who are you anyway? Jesus replied, what have I been saying to you from the beginning? I have many things to say and judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true. And I say to the world only the things that I have heard from him. Yes, yes, our personal character and credentials will be obscured and maligned to attempt to refute our testimony. So be prepared. We will be attacked in many different ways as we live in the Bible description of the last and evil days. However, God is pleased when we don't fall sway to the hostile pressures that are sure to come. So be prepared. But we have our indwelling God, who is Holy Spirit, that fortifies us as to be able to stand, and that pleases God. Verse 27 said, they did not realize or have the spiritual insight to understand that he was speaking to them about the Father. So we must remember that our witness comes against people who are spiritually blind and have no knowledge of who God is because of their personal unwillingness to do so. Verse 28 says, so Jesus...
Keep on the boy Johnson. Somebody out there listening to me might be feeling like me. When you look back over your life, the highs and the lows, Lord, I realize it was you that brought me through. Can I talk to y'all? Listen here. For every moment I can't explain, tears in my eyes, I didn't think that I would live through this pain. Trials and tribulations that came my way, you've been my provider, and I can stand here and say,
Lord, it was you. Without you,
what I realized. Sickness in my body,
I thought I wasn't gonna get well, but you heal my body, and now all the world I can tell. Depression had me down for years. Day and night I cried countless tears, but you brought joy to my life. That you are walking testimony. Yeah. When I look back over my life, I'm feeling this thing right now. So much trouble, I couldn't figure out where they begin. But then it hit me, the Lord worked it out, and I said, you did it again. Good God. For your blessing, but I know it was you. I realize that Lord, you're amazing, you're wonderful, you are all that to me. Yeah.
My Lord, my Lord, sounds of gospel artist, the one and only Keith Wonderboy Johnson, pouring his heart out on this fire gospel experience. Amen. Yes, Lord, that's what I'm talking about. It was you, Lord, it was nobody but you. And before that, we heard from woman of God, millennial minister, author, woman of God, Shamika Banks, letting us know that you have to be relevant. You have to stand up and do what you're called to do under the power of Holy Ghost God. Of course, for show, for show. We are still embracing the thought pleasing God from John 8 and 28. As we continue to share uplifting inspiration, verse 28 of the 8th chapter of John, Jesus said, when you lift up the Son of Man on the cross, you will know then without any doubt that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but I say these things just as my Father taught me. So, as our Lord Jesus did, we are to do what we are called to do and say, according to the authority of the Almighty One, who is God. We do so by lifting up the principles that are set for us to follow from the Bible as the preeminent guidelines for our godly living. Verse 29 says, and he who sent me is always with me. He has not left me alone because I always do what pleases him. As he said these things, many believed in him. We are always in the vision, sight, and mind of God, beloved. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on him. Don't you just love how the Amplified Version of the Bible reads? For he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. Because God is love, he indeed watches over those who belong to him. His love is so gracious that he does not withdraw it when we do those things that don't please him. But when we do those things displeasing, we grieve Holy Spirit God inside of us. and his pain causes us to feel pain. That is a godly disturbance for and from God to get us back on track to once again do those things that please God. Please, please God. Amen. Goes right there. Giving you some inspirational word, talking about pleasing God from John 8:28. That should be our life goal daily. Lord, what can I do to please you? That's all I want to know. Amen. If you let me know that, God, we're good to go. I will watch him do it. Come on, Kendra Carr Panida and the Redemption Faith Global Ministry. We're about to have some church as we watch him do it. Pleasing God will get us blessed every single time. Watch him do it. Come on, Kendra Carr Panida. my Lord, watch him do it. He'll do it every time. Amen. We about to set this Shamika Banks mini concert off right here. Y'all already heard Relevant, and I can still see y'all rocking in your chair, bobbing your head, snapping your fingers. I'm right there with you. We about to get down with this word of inspiration as the woman of God is in the house. But right now, let's see about some sunshine from the woman of God. Shamika Banks is on fire. The gospel experience.
Yeah, check, 1, 2. Yeah, we back in the studio of praise. We finna put it down, y'all. It's been a minute, so y'all hold fast. Let's go. I'm back in the studio again. Got a lot of stuff on my heart, you know I gotta win. Gotta put it down, put it on the track. Gotta do it like I do it, yeah, you know I'm coming back. Double A on the mic, yeah, I'm spitting it. Got a lot of things on my heart, yeah, I'm hitting it. Got my girl Shamika, she coming. We gonna do it like we wanna do it, yeah, we want it.
It's a love that cannot be explained, and it amazes me when you call my name.
Call my name.
So quick to save, never to blame. And you show me grace through my mistakes. So I wake up to a blessed life. Flowers bloom, the grass is green, and the sun shines. And everything is alright. Wake up each day to give him praise. And despite the rain, the sun he raised. And his mercy's new every day. Plus he's the way, the truth, and life.
Another day, let the sun out again.
Everything.
Butterflies and rainbows all around me.
Everything.
And I'm smiling because his love surrounds me.
Everything.
Sun shining through the clouds, it's a brighter day.
Everything.
I'm feeling better by a mile, time to give him praise.
Everything.
So I'ma look up to the sky above, because
everything.
I'm so wrapped up in his love.
Light shines in, the darkness has to go. Illumination's on the spot, it's the kind of fruit we need to grow. Hope is on the rise, I'm looking to the sky. It's the very shining sun that's giving peace by and by. Yeah, feelings changed, don't listen to discouragement. Hope is in him who left us this inheritance. So take the peace that he gave when he left us. No trouble hearts in the future, only blessings.
Sunshine, divine, you're always on time. So
that's right. That's right. Dear God, you have made such a tremendous impact on my life. I can't get you off my mind, and I'm not even trying. Sounds a woman of God. Minister Shamika Banks is doing her thing right here. Amen. 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 This is that Word Up segment, and I have invited this wonderful woman of God to come back and break the barrier of inspiration with us. She is a return guest. I tell y'all all the time, if you want to be a part of this awesome anointed fire gospel experience ministry, and you come in here and you set the place on fire like she did, because boy, we was, the whole church was just swaying from side to side. We was doing our thing on that sunshine, and right off of Relevant, man, she got it going on just like that. But you will be invited back, and she's no stranger to this Fire Gospel experience. So we are excited to have Woman of God, Shamika Banks. She is a minister, she is an author, she is an inspirational speaker, and as y'all heard, she is a tight and right gospel urban musician speaker. And she's doing it big right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. So without any further delays, interruptions, or pauses for the causes, Woman of God, Shamika Banks, is here on this Fire, Fire, Fire Gospel Experience. Woman of God, Shamika Banks in the house. Lord,
hello, Jesus. Hello.
My God, you don't hold nothing back. I love it. I love your style. I love your rhythm. I'm going to say this, and you like the MC Light of gospel rap, girl. You got it going on just like that. You're doing it big. I love it. I love it.
Wow.
I was going to let that set in. I'm here. I was just letting that set in. I was waiting on you.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much for everything that you do, first of all, man of God, because you are inspiration, truly an inspiration. And we need more of that. We need more men of God lifting up the woman of God, encouraging them to open up their mouths and speak what God has placed on their heart, because women of God can help other women of God. Not just women
That's
of God,
right.
but women of God can help other women of God. And what we go through as women, we can relate to one another and share our stories with one another and encourage one another along
That's
the
right.
way. God never intended for us to do this by ourselves. And even though we have the Holy Spirit will connect us with divine relationships so that way we can get to our place of destiny, because we cannot do it by ourselves. So I thank God for the man of God as well as the woman of God who has helped me to get to where I am right now in God.
Amen. Amen. And y'all thought that was her word of inspiration. No, that's just her fired up introduction and platitude. Woman of God, I appreciate you. Why don't you go ahead and share that inspired word of God that I believe Holy Spirit has given you a word right now. And then we're going to talk about some of your beautiful ministry works that you have already projected and we want to promote, because I know you have written a new book, Priceless. But right now, bless us with the inspirational word.
Well, first of all, I just want to say, you know, what God has been placing on my heart this week is really that how he's turning our pain into purpose and power. And so what we see when we see the obstacles that we're facing and the challenges that we're facing, sometimes they become so overwhelming that we don't realize that there's a certain amount of spiritual warfare that comes along with our breakthrough to get to the next level in our next season. And so we look at the thing and we don't focus on God sometimes. So we're feeling the pain of our circumstances instead of being able to see the purpose behind it. But what God is trying to remind us of is that everything he does is intentional, that he already had a plan for all of our lives before he even formed us in our mother's womb. And so what he's saying is there's a purpose for the pain, and that also with it comes power. And what he wants us to do is to remember that we can put on the full armor of God when we're facing this spiritual warfare, so that way we'll be able to stand against the devil and his schemes. And so what he reminded me of is it's so important for us to remember what that spiritual warfare is like, and not to put our focus on circumstances, because when we do, we forget that it's spiritual. We start to think more naturally and carnally. But to understand this thing from a spiritual sense, we have to understand that everything that we experience on this journey has purpose. And then also for us to know what it means to put on the full armor of God. And when we know what that full armor of God is, then we can utilize that armor when we're in seasons of warfare so that we can stand against the devil and his schemes, recognize what's really going on. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not my brother's fault. It's not my sister's fault. I'm not pointing the finger, because I know who my enemy is. And I know the power that I have inside of me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So he said, I'm going to turn your pain into purpose and your purpose into power. See, it doesn't just end with, okay, I went through this now, Lord God, just for you to use me, and okay, I'm glad that I can be of some good use, but I'm drained. No, it's not like that. With it comes power. And that power is not for us to take for granted, but that power is a gift from God, from the Holy Spirit. And it helps us in everything and every avenue and every aspect of our life, I should say. So that means our relationships, our job, our finances, in every area, when we're raising our kids, our homes, our dreams, our aspirations, our visions, all of that is directly tied to the power of the Holy Spirit and how it is and how it can impact our lives. But first, we got to be able to recognize that what we're experiencing right now is only for a season, and it's meant for a reason.
Come on.
And that's what he gave me. He said, I'm turning your pain into purpose and your purpose into power. So you will never, ever see things the way you saw before. See, when you see things from a carnal perspective, then you can't possibly see God in your situation. But when you see it from a spiritual perspective, you know you got the victory before you have the victory, even in the natural.
That's right. All right. All right. Amen. Victory is ours. Victory is ours. Make no mistake about it. We speak power. We speak victory. We speak overcoming, because sometimes you can be in a crowd of folks, seem like the only thing they can talk about is the defeat, the beat, the problems, the trials, the troubles, and those will put weight on your spirit and cause your spiritual sight to become muddy and foggy, and we don't need that. So what we do is we bring words of truth and power to remove those scales of uncertainty and doubt from off of our spiritual eyesight. Woman of God, you have this book that is priceless. Tell us about it.
Oh, so Priceless is a book God put on my spirit and birthed through me when I was on my beginning my spiritual journey of transformation. So I've been in the church all my life. I'm a pastor's daughter. So, and my mom kept me in church all my life, and I sung in the choir. You know how that goes, the whole spiel, right?
I know.
And so I got the word in my heart, but I questioned and I challenged everything to the point where I went out into the world and I did me. And what I learned when I was in the world is that God never left me. He had a purpose for my life, so much so that he held on to me while I was out in the world.
Yes, he did.
And so when I finally came back to him and I gave my heart back to him, gave my life back to him, he gave me this revelation that, daughter, despite everything that you have done, to me, you're still priceless. You're the very reason why I sent my son to die on the cross. And so when I caught that revelation that I had not lost my value no matter what I've done, not to God, and that he was more than able to restore me, and that, first of all, he was speaking to me, that I could receive this revelation, that opened up the door for more revelation, and that's when I wrote Priceless in the 7 Key Strategies to Spiritual Transformation, because I started to recognize that there were some spiritual principles that I needed to apply in my life so that I wouldn't go backwards, but that I can move forward in the things of God, because I didn't want to go back to what I had before after experiencing God.
Amen. I do understand that. That's a powerful book there. I'm waiting on my copy. Just let me know what I need to do. I need you to sign it so that I can brag. I said, man, I already got my autograph copy sitting right in there in my bookcase in my library. Because, listen, you talked about how women of God can encourage other women of God. Well, women of God can encourage men, children, boys and girls, because great is he that's in us, like you just got through saying, than he that's in the world. I'm going to say this to you now, and then I'm going to let you share with us how we can purchase your book and purchase your music. Congratulations, because I know this young lady is a newlywed, and one of the things that I admired about you is that I remember I went to Facebook to try to find you. I couldn't find you, because this woman of God did not hesitate in changing her name. She's Shamika Banks. Want to give a shout out to the man of God, her husband, Aaron Banks. Both of them are ministers in this gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that gives me great joy to see a husband and wife ministering together in their calling, in their function. That's why it's a privilege for me to be a part of the work that God is doing in your life. See, that blesses me. Okay, so I need to let you know. Thank you. Y'all keep doing what y'all are doing. I'm here for you. All y'all got to do is just talk to me, ask me, and I'm saying yes right now. I got you. Where can your book be purchased? Where can your music be purchased?
Well, my book, Priceless, is on Amazon. So if you go to Amazon, you can find it. It's called Priceless. It's by Shamika, a.k.a. Super Meek. Or you can go to my website, which is www.shamikathelifecoach.com. And if you go to my website, you'll see my music, which is linked to YouTube, my YouTube channel, as well as the access to my different books. I have Priceless, which is the book I was just describing to you guys. But I also have a devotional for women, and it's the Priceless Devotional. Yeah.
Go ahead,
it's amazing,
girl.
Because
doing
it. I take 6 weeks and I go through step by step of what we can do to actually focus on God and our purpose and our destiny through intimacy, bring our vision to fruition. So I go through our identity in God, because a lot of us get stuck right there. Like, okay, I can't do this because I did this. And we're off track and off alignment with our thoughts in regards to God's thoughts about us. So first thing we got to get in alignment is our identity. And then our worth.
That's right.
You know, we are totally, God said we were worth it so much so that he sent his son to die on the cross for our sins.
He did
so
that.
We're priceless.
Hallelujah.
You know, when something is priceless, it's so valuable that it cannot be measured by anything that's on earth. And that's how much God loves us, and that's how much we are worth. And so we go through our worth so that way we can start to see ourselves build our self-esteem, so that way we will stop seeing ourselves the way that the world sees us and start seeing ourselves the way that God sees us. And all of this is wrapped up and tied up in the Word of God, which is our final authority, so that we can actually start to set our confidence on the things of God and not allow all the noise of the world to distract us.
That's right.
Because if you got this talking to you, that talking to you, and that talking to you, you'll be all over the place. You can't stay in your lane that way.
Sure will.
You can't be on the right wave. You can't be on the right wavelength. You have to actually set your compass and keep it there. Like they say, I'm anchored, right? So it's all wrapped up and tied up in the Word, so that way it is focused, it's God-focused, so they can really have the true transformation that we need. Then the next part is transformation, becoming who God called us to become in order for us to do what he called us to do, which is the next part, purpose. And then execution, having the right strategies to execute the vision that God gave you. And then rest,
which is
a key element, which we leave out a lot of times because people accomplish things, but they forget that in between and throughout, there's going to be struggles and challenges, and you have to take time to rest. I'm not just talking about sleep. I'm talking about spiritual rest. So that's where we actually can cast our cares on him, and then we can keep it moving, right? And so the devotional is also on Amazon. It's a Priceless Devotional, and it's also by Shamika, a.k.a. Super Meek. And then I also have a book called Acts of Faith. God placed on my spirit the end of last year, and I just released it beginning of this year, which was basically to say these are some principles that we can use in order for us to actually act in faith, act in agreement with what we say we're believing God for. Not just talk the talk, but to walk the walk. Because I hear a lot of people tell me, I want to write a book. Well, I got a program called Share Your Story. And you can register for Share Your Story. The link is also on my website, ShamikaTheLifeCoach.com. And I walk you through step by step on how to write and self-publish your book. And I tell them all the time, if you want to do it, I made this available for free. And say this because action, you know, action really matters. Just saying that you have a vision, that's great. You could talk about a vision forever, but until you put some action behind it, your faith is dead, okay? So we want to talk to them dry bones and tell them to get up, okay? Get up, come alive, right? And the only way we're going to do that is if we start to recognize that it's going to take some action on our part. And if you don't see the full staircase, like Martin Luther King said, just still take that first step. So that's my encouragement. That's where you can find me. Yes, ShamikaTheLifeCoach.com. I'm so grateful for the man of God who allowed me to do this today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity to use me. I pray for everyone who's listening to the sound of my voice, Lord God, that whatever they are experiencing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they are set free, Lord God, that they are able to see, Lord God, the purpose in their pain, Lord God, that they're able to experience your power, Lord God, so that they can know greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, Lord God. And I declare victory in the name of Jesus. Every chain broken.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And let them go forth into their purpose, Lord God. Not looking back, Lord God. But continuing to press towards the mark, Lord God. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
Lord God. Help them to pick up their word, Lord God. And read and study your word, Lord God, the more. Help them to make the right divine connections, Lord God. So they can have the right teachers, Lord God. That can help teach them the word, Lord God. So they can sow it into their heart, Lord God. So it'll come out of them like running water, Lord God. I pray, Lord God,
yes.
These and all your blessings in the name of Jesus, whatever they may stand in need of, Lord God. I pray for them, woo. Lord God, and bless them in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Woman of God, thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you in Jesus. We appreciate you so much. I knew. I said, man, I need to schedule a full interview. Y'all already heard this woman of God say she is a pastor's child. She was in the choir. She was in Bible study. That's why she's so full. So we're going to have you come back, woman of God, so that you can go on and get the rest of that up out of your spirit right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. We love you. We love you in Jesus. We pray that Holy Spirit God will continue to pour out tremendous blessings on your life. And I'm about to play some of your music so we can continue to get church on. You know, I already preached the word. Now we just need the benediction and we can close the church down. But right now we're going to play some of your music. We're going to play your music.
Oh, bless praise
you, God. Look forward to having you come back soon.
Thank you.
Amen. That is Super Meek. Talked about Shamika Banks was right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. I need about another 30 minutes or so with that woman of God because she come in full and I already knew it. And it ain't no thing. Here she is right here singing about priceless woman of God, Shamika Banks.
Now you're here today. Ain't nobody
nobody ever gonna make me go away. You are priceless to me, I even pray for you. I thank the Lord for my baby boy who's like no other. When I'm looking and kissing and even holding you, I got to give him the praise cause that's what fathers do. You are blessing, the miracle in disguise to me. You're making me cry, your life has changed my destiny. My, so precious, so adorable. You a gift from above, I'm never letting go. I'm writing this verse because you know you touched my heart. My prayer to the Lord is that we'll never be apart.
I know it gets hard sometimes. You're looking at your life, it gets hard sometimes.
But don't let it bring you down because everything is okay.
You're priceless, you're a star. In your home, in all your job, you hold it down, you wear the crown. Don't let nobody take it.
You are so in the sight of God. Don't you know that? Sounds of Woman of God. Minister, author, Tamika Banks, gospel artist, doing her thing big right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. I want to thank all of you beautiful people for joining me and supporting this Fire Gospel Experience ministry, because that's what it is. We are an evangelistic outreach radio ministry. I want to leave you with this final word from man of God, Bishop T.D. Jakes. He says, the gift, talent, or ability God gave you is your key to success. He did it not to give it to you to waste. He gave it to you to be used and invested. Amen. Bishop T.D. Jakes, thank you for that awesome word of God. We are blessed to just feel the love of God as we please God. So I want to leave you with that inspiration. Thank you so much, woman of God, Lisa Woods, for your strong testimony, for being so transparent, so kind to tell us that victory is ours regardless of the trials, tribulations, troubles that we go through. And yes, Shamika Banks, you put the spiritual icing on the cake coming through here and doing your thing. I want to thank all of you all. Until next time, y'all be blessed in the beautiful, precious name of Jesus, our Lord, our Savior. I leave you with gospel artist Nick Reynolds and Family Affair as we praise God on our way out, talking about the Lamb of God, and that is Jesus. So until next time, y'all be blessed, blessed, and then blessed some more in the beautiful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior.
Lift our hands.
We give you all of the glory. We lift you high. Ooh, we sing hallelujah to the one that saved us.